USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A developing story in the final lap of the Daytona 500 in Florida. A terrifying crash as Ryan Newman's car flips on the track. Here's how it goes down, courtesy of NASCAR on Fox.
Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
Now, Ryan Newman rushed to the hospital, Denny Hamlin winning the race. Hamlin in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan.
Newman got turned, went up in the air. As he came down, was hit by another car and launched skyward, coming down on his roof.
Again, the sound there, courtesy of NASCAR on Fox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
People visiting Atlanta, President's Day, popping by the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum.
I think it's fantastic to be here. Jimmy Carter was a great president, very upright man, really believed in the separation of the three parts of the government, so it's a good time and good year to be here.
This tourist, a Democrat from Iowa.
We're happy to be out of Iowa and all the caucusing. I'm rid of the phone calls, so couldn't spend it a better place.
I think it's lovely to be here on a special day.
His wife, also a Democrat, checking out the museum.
Fabulous man. I wish that he were 40 again and could become president again. It would be helpful, I think, to our country.
And which candidate do they hope becomes president in 2020?
Kind of like Amy Klobuchar. I hope she does really well this coming week in the Nevada and South Carolina. Seems like she has good values. I think her middle-of-the-road approach on health care, all good things. And I think we need somebody to unify us.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The economy now, a grape glut impacting the price of wine. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The price of domestic wine is falling quickly. It's expected to drop to its lowest levels in 5 years because of a surplus of California grapes. Experts say the cheaper prices could last for about 3 years. While that might sound like good news to wine aficionados, demand for wine has overall decreased. And if there's not enough demand to support increased production, those surplus grapes will go to waste. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
She's speaking out. The woman on an American Airlines flight with her seat punched repeatedly by a male passenger sitting behind her as she's in the reclining position, telling her story. USA Radio's Tim Berg says that video going viral.
Airline passenger Wendy Williams is speaking out about her viral video of a man aggressively punching her reclined seat with his fist. Williams says she's considering pressing charges against the passenger. Williams appears on Fox News and shares her side of the story.
He started full-on punching the back of my seat really hard, but I was flying forward. You know, I was trying to get the flight attendant's attention, and she wasn't responding, so all I could think to do was to video the guy, and maybe I thought that would stop him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.